The hardwired telephone has always been essential to the financial support of E91 systems. A local tax on telephones helps cities and counties establish and expand such systems. But with more people switching exclusively to cell phones, revenues are down. Cities still get something from a state tax on cell phones, but a former director of E911 services in Lexington says it's not enough.
It's been that same figure since 1998. The 70 cents hasn't changed. Obviously, our expenses have gone up, but the use of cell phones has gone up. I mean, back when we passed the legislation, I bet only 10% of my calls came from wireless callers. Now it's 80%.
And while income has declined, David Lucas says costs have increased. Lucas says tracking cell phones so they reveal a caller's location requires expensive equipment. Clay Mason, who's a public safety commissioner in Lexington, hopes the state provides a solution.
I think that we have time to work on a statewide plan. I think there's time to develop that and look at funding sources beyond just landlines.
Meanwhile, some counties are already looking at alternative funding methods for E91 services. They include billing individual homes through water meters or addresses. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.